The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, www.mecu.com.
Compañeros del mundo, por favor, sigan viniendo a las comunidades indígenas en resistencia. Les pedimos que no cejen en sus esfuerzos y solidaridad. Su presencia es imprescindible para evitar la barbarie. Llamamos a todos y a todas a no soñar, sino a algo más simple y definitivo. Los llamamos a despertar.
Those are the sounds that came alive on this day, August the 29th in 1970. Those are the sounds from the Chicano Moratorium. On this day in 1970, August the 29th, 30,000 Latinos converged on Los Angeles. They came from all over America, Puerto Ricans and Mexicans and more, coming from Arizona, from New York City, from Chicago, from all across the West, the Southwest, and California, to stand up against the war. There was a gigantic movement in this country then of Latinos in this country. The Mexicans had a group called the Brown Berets, which were equivalent to the Black Panthers. And they and many others came together to organize a 30,000-person march to say no to the war in Vietnam, Latinos should not serve in Vietnam. And on that day, the police attacked what was a peaceful demonstration. Four people were murdered on that day by the police at the Chicago Moratorium. And Gustav Montag, Lynn Ward, Jose Diaz, and Ruben Salazar were all murdered on that day by the police in that demonstration. And Ruben Salazar was a journalist. He wasn't just a journalist. Ruben Salazar was a man who is known for his reporting on civil rights and on exposing police brutality in Los Angeles and other places. He was killed by a member of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department that shot him directly with a tear gas canister. They say by accident. Many people think he was targeted to stop him and shut his voice up. But he was killed. All four were killed on that day. And think about that year, 1970. That was the year that Kent State happened and that Jackson State happened, when six other people were killed in anti-war demonstrations. And it was a very tough and violent year for those opposing the war in Vietnam and standing up. But particularly here on this day, we remember on this day in history, this 1970 Chicano moratorium that took place in East Los Angeles on this day. And two other very quick things on this day in history. This was a day that in 1911, Ishii was the last Native American to live his way in the mountains by himself, had his first contact with Europeans when he came in out of the mountains, was put on display as the last wild Indian across America, and then later was kind of freed from that by the university professor who he went to live with. There's an entirely interesting book and movie made on the life of Ishii, I-S-H-I. We'll connect to it on our webpage. And on this day in 1786 was the Shays Rebellion. The Shays Rebellion were farmers and people standing up to the American government after the Revolutionary War, obviously, saying, we don't have to pay all these taxes. This is our whiskey, this is our life, this is our world. And there was a major rebellion that was sent to put down. George Washington sent in the army to put down this farmers' rebellion refuse. The farmers did not want to have to deal with their tax collections and debt that were taking away their farms. But Daniel Shays led that rebellion, a former captain in the Continental Army. So that is this day in history. For the rest of this day in history, let me encourage you all to go to steinershow.org. We'll have all that right there and our connections to the music and more. On our way to break, we're hearing Edwin Starr and War, one of his great songs of all time. On this day in 1970, Edwin Starr started a three-week run at number one with this song.
Absolutely nothing. Say again, y'all. War. Look out. What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Listen to me.